This is In the Public Interest.
We bring you the latest in news.
Is there a racial divide between Greek organizations on campus?
Environment
expects as much traffic as usual.
And other important topics.
San Marcos Police Department Chief Chase Staff.
Which could possibly be the source of the problem.
Leaving the campus a ghost town.
Keep history alive.
And there's no better place to be than San Marcos.
And now here's your host.
Hello, and welcome to this week's In the Public Interest. I'm your host, Jacqueline Carter.
And I'm your host, Aaliyah Jones. Our show today will focus on end of the year. You will hear stories from reporters Rebecca Banks, Grayson Kirkham, and Kat Huerta.
Well, it's finally the end of the year, which means finals and graduation.
We want to congratulate all of those who are graduating this semester and those who actually survived the semester and will be back with us next semester.
And although the end of the year is here, we are now approaching...
Drum roll!
Summer vacation!
Yes! So, Jackie, what is your ultimate college student dream vacation?
Well, me and my family, we go on vacation every year. So in July, you can catch me kicking back in Jamaica. What about you?
Mine is just laying on my couch and binge watching Netflix and Hulu and not working, just not working for the rest of the summer.
That sounds good. So for all of our listeners that are staying in Texas, here are a few cities that are the ultimate college student vacation spot. Corpus Christi, Galveston, New Braunfels, Austin, San Antonio, and South Padre Island. What do you think about that list, Aaliyah?
I think that list is pretty accurate, but I think that they're missing San Marcos on there. We were just mentioned in an article that we are one of the best places to go tubing. And I personally don't know if that's a good or bad thing, because now that means that I can go tubing in my own town, but like... now I gotta see a lot more tourists than I usually see. How about you?
So I definitely think they need to add San Marcos and take Galveston off, because Galveston's water looks toxic.
Yeah.
Don't go, guys.
Sorry, Galveston. Well, Jackie, I think that we got a little bit off track. I think we need to focus a little bit more on end of the year and graduation. And according to collegemeasures.org, Texas State currently has 54.9% overall graduation rates. And speaking of graduation, reporter Rebecca Banks did a story on non-traditional students graduating this year.
Texas State is known as the rising star of Texas and home to a diverse student body. The university has also become a place for non-traditional students to join the Bobcat community. The increase in enrollment has caused the graduation rate of non-traditional students to continually grow in the last 5 years. According to the non-traditional student organization's website, non-traditional students include veterans, students that have a delay in post-secondary education after high school, returning or transfer students, students who are married or have a domestic partnership, and students that are parents, guardians, or work full-time. In 2011, there were 28,959 non-traditional students that graduated with an undergraduate degree. There were 29,458 in 2002, 31,005 in 2013, and 32,177 in 2014, showing a continuous increase over time. And last year, the number of graduates totaled 33,480. Kayla Ward will be graduating in May with a bachelor's degree in sociology. Ward has studied at Texas State for the last 2.5 years while taking care of her 11-year-old daughter. Ward says she started taking classes at the university after she was laid off from her job in 2009 at an inspection company. Once she came to the university, she was hired back and has been working there while taking classes on campus.
I mean, as a parent and a person that works 30 to 40 hours a week, it's hard. So I'm most proud of being able to accomplish it, to get it done.
After graduation, Ward says she plans to take a semester-long break to work and prepare to apply for a master's degree here at Texas State. Ward said she decided to come back to the university because it's the best option for her and her daughter.
Really love our department, and so quite honestly, if I don't get in here, I probably won't pursue a master's. I really like the department that we have, and I like the direction it's going into. And as a parent, there's not really many other options, so I'm not going to move my daughter around. It's either Texas State or just move on in the working world.
According to the university website, last year, Texas State was designated a top military-friendly university by Military Advanced Education. The number of graduated veterans is also increasing each year. Last year, the number of veteran graduates was 3,148 compared to 2,927 in 2014. In 2013, there were 2,318 graduates. In 2012, there were 2,587. And in 2011, there were 2,284 veteran graduates. Blake Holbrook is an Army veteran and graduated with a bachelor's degree in English last year. He says it took him 9 years to complete his bachelor's degree after coming back from the war.
So my cumulative GPA was not good enough to get into the master's program. So I talked to the teachers, and they're like, you know, if you start another bachelor's, it grants you a brand new GPA. So I'll just get another bachelor's.
Holbrook says he chose to get another bachelor's degree at Texas State in social work because he likes helping people, especially the veteran population at the university.
Currently, I work for the school as the court outreach coordinator for Tutor Corps, which is a veteran-to-veteran tutoring program. We're also starting a mentoring program. I have a program for fly fishing for veterans and like kind of a wilderness adventure program for veterans. So that's, I think, especially with this wilderness kind of adventure thing, I think that my social work degree, well, obviously I'll have to come back and get a master's, but in the meantime, I'm going to work in the recreational therapy side of helping veterans using the wilderness and fly fishing and stuff like that.
Criminal justice senior Bethany Wilson says she transferred to the university after receiving her associates at a community college in the Woodlands. Wilson says she will be graduating this May with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
I knew I wanted to do criminal justice, and I was deciding between here or Sam Houston as far as, because I know that they have the best criminal justice programs. And I got accepted to both, but I guess it kind of came down to location. I lived close to Huntsville, and I just don't like that area. And my sister and niece and nephew, they all had just moved here, so I decided I'd rather be here and move and basically for the location.
Wilson is also the programming coordinator for the non-traditional student organization. Wilson says she was in the Air Force and worked in security forces before being medically discharged. She says the professors in the criminal justice department have influenced her to get her master's in social work and her future career path to work with juvenile sex offenders.
One of them in particular, Dr. Elsass, she taught my treatment and criminal justice class, which has probably been like my most influential class. And she was the one, I mean, her class got a lot of information. I really learned a lot. I was able to go to her office and talk to her every now and then, you know, get help and kind of get her advice on where I should go after I graduated. And so, you know, I would tell her what I wanted to do. And she was one that was like, definitely try to get your master's in social work. And she actually was the first one to mention being a juvenile sex offender therapist. I'd wanted to work with juveniles, but sex offenders was not on my list, probably like the last place on my list. But I don't know, like after going through her class and talking to her, I kind of gained more of an interest in working with them.
Graduation is a proud moment for every student, especially those that take a non-traditional path to receive their diploma. It's clear that Texas State students have a great pride in being part of a growing university. For In the Public Interest, I'm Rebecca Banks.
Okay, great story, Rebecca. So whenever finals and graduation roll around, it gives students a chance to reflect on their college experiences.
It gives students a chance to think about some of their achievements, failures, and of course, mistakes.
It also gives students the time to reflect on what they did and what they didn't learn during their college careers.
So we asked a series of students what they learned while in college.
My name is Megan Richards. I am a senior in African and African Diaspora Studies, a minor in math, and a Business Foundation certificate. I feel like college shouldn't teach me a lot of things like how to file taxes or like how to pay your student loans back once you graduate, or like what to do about mortgages and rent, like basic adult things that you should know how to do to operate in the world. I feel like a lot of that information is missing by the time I graduate. I have to go seek that information elsewhere.
Overall, I feel like college didn't teach me the importance of valuing your life and your dreams and doing what you want. I feel like in an academic setting, you're so pressured to just do well all the time in every area. To get A's, make the dean's list, make your parents proud, don't waste your money. And you really don't stop and focus on, am I doing what makes me happy? Am I doing what is going to have me live a successful life and to leave a legacy in the world? So that's something college really didn't teach me. I was so focused on just making the grade or passing my classes or doing something that would prepare me for a career in my field that I really didn't see how college was supposed to show me what I wanted to do with my life and how I could end up doing something that would help me leave a mark in this world. And I feel like that's something that should be implemented in colleges all over the U.S. and all over the world.
You are told that college is supposed to prepare you for the real world. You're supposed to be self-sufficient once you come out, and everything is going to be great because when you graduate, you'll have a job, and you'll be ready for the job market and ready to take on whatever. But what college didn't teach me is that uncertainty is okay. It's all right for you to feel like you're in a transitional phase and that, you know, maybe you're a little confused about what you want to do in life, but that's normal. People oftentimes feel that way, and you're not alone. And for me, it was really comforting and reassuring to find out that people outside of, or people who have graduated, have that feeling and I'm not an anomaly. Like, I'm not just somebody that is just weird and different and not prepared.
So, Dalia, what did you or did you not learn while in school?
Well, I learned that I didn't like being an adult, but I did learn that, you know, that I'm going to love what I do whenever I do start my career, especially when you do internships. They are the key to everything. How about you?
Well, I learned a lot about myself, especially being on my own and, you know, not being underneath my family. But I also learned that when I get out of college, it's okay if I don't get that dream job that I want. According to collegemeasures.org, the average median salary for a Texas State graduate is approximately $40,000.
College.net recently did a ranking of the top highest paying careers for college graduates, and they are petroleum engineering, nuclear engineering, chemical engineering, and electronics and communications engineering.
That's a lot of engineering. I might need to change my major.
Yeah, we may have to do engineering now, Jackie.
Well, speaking of well-paying jobs, Grayson Kirkham did a story on students achieving their dream careers.
Graduation is approaching for Texas State seniors, so inevitably, soon-to-be grads will be bombarded with questions about what they plan on doing once they complete their degrees. Since oftentimes the question of, what are you going to do now, can bring great anxiety to the person on the receiving end, a question like, what is your dream career, may sound less daunting. It might even bring joy to the person answering. Dalton Mills, a sophomore in creative writing major from Austin, already knows what he wants to do in the future and isn't afraid to discuss his plans either. Mills has big dreams in mind for when he finishes school.
I would really like to go to a really nice film school like USC. I would like to do screenwriting or directing for big motion pictures. I think that would be my main goal.
Mills said ideally he would like to write for film in the action, drama, and comedy genres. He went on to say he greatly admires writers who not only write, but also direct and produce, like Quentin Tarantino. He cites Tarantino as one of his biggest movie influences. While his dreams currently lie in the film business, Mills originally considered a career in computer science. But after getting a feel for the courses, he decided it was not for him. He also considered majoring in business, but did not develop a passion for that as well. After some searching, Mills eventually discovered he had a knack for writing. In fact, he said he's already finished two novels and is waiting to publish them. He now hopes to transfer his stories onto the big screen. He says social media, Netflix, and YouTube also influenced his fascination with film.
I feel like Netflix and YouTube, just the idea of posting something, it doesn't even have to be professional looking, it could be amateur, but it just got me into watching a lot more movies and a lot more TV shows and whatnot.
Mills added that he likes to think of writing stories as a form of jazz improvisation, meaning that he would take an idea, change it, and then rewrite it altogether as a short story or a full-length saga. He applied to several bigger schools to transfer into that are known for their film programs, such as Hopkins and Cornell University.
Hopefully I get in. If I don't, I'll just apply to USC, and even if I don't get in, you know, I'll continue to write. It'll be A-okay.
Deity Vargas Osorio is a junior in journalism major from Guadalajara, Mexico. Vargas Osorio was raised in Mexico and came to the U.S. in 2003 when she was in middle school. She ended up finishing out middle school and eventually high school in Seguin, Texas, where her family moved. At the time, she only spoke Spanish, which added an extra hurdle of difficulty to her classes. With patience, she eventually became fluent in English, but moved back to Mexico upon graduating from high school. She came back to Texas at the age of 22 to go to school at Texas State.
Well, when I was in high school, I took a tour here to Texas State for my senior year, and I fell in love with the campus. And then I heard they had a really good mass communication program, so I was always interested in communications, but mostly journalism. You had the chance to communicate, to inform people. You had the power to do that.
She says her dream is to work in sports journalism, working for either a TV station or a professional soccer team. She said immediately upon graduation, she would like to work for a newspaper. Vargas Osorio said she thinks journalism can give a person the tools to improve society.
Since I was a kid, I always wanted to do journalism. I was always involved in community services, writing for a newspaper when I was in Mexico.
She says her time at Texas State has been worthwhile, but also very tough.
English is my second language, and to get into this university is a big responsibility. You have to push yourself to give 110% on everything, and more in journalism. I think there it's a tough major. For me, it is, and I enjoy it. I can say I am living the toughest and the pretty amazing moments of my life.
Sarah Goodfellow, a junior and marketing major, uses goals to help her achieve her dreams. She already knows where she wants to be in the next decade.
If I could have any job, it would probably be to consult marketing services for my own company. But if I had to pick a goal right now, my 10-year goal is to become a marketing director within 10 years. I think it's really important to set goals and achieve them as you're going through your journey.
Goodfellow said she grew up having little money, and so she aspires to be able to live more comfortably in the future. She said she wants to make enough money to be able to enjoy the times when she's not working.
I don't want to be in a situation where I don't have the things that I need and can't provide, you know, for my family. As long as my job can provide happiness and my outside things like hobbies, I'm good.
Goodfellow says she likes marketing for the social interaction and the psychology behind why people buy things. She also enjoys advertising to specific groups and bringing people together. She is currently working at an Australian software firm as a part-time sales representative. According to her, the college course most relevant to the work she wants to do is professional selling, which emphasizes the importance of relationship selling in an ever-changing industry. Goodfellow's job consists of communicating with potential clients ranging from Fortune 500 companies such as Coca-Cola, Purdue Farms, and Carrier. Goodfellow says working for an Australian company is interesting because their selling tactics are vastly different from the U.S. She says their business is more numbers-based, while U.S. companies are more about relationships and trust. While she has acquired numerous skills in her time at Texas State, she said one skill stands out above the rest: good networking. She added that she believes strongly in the saying, "It's not what you know, but who you know." These three students have widely different stories and career paths. One wants to be a filmmaker, one wants to be a journalist, and the other wants to be a marketing director. But they definitely have at least two things in common with one another. First, they are all Texas State students. And second, all three have a plan. Sometimes college can be so exhausting and difficult that a student can forget what exactly it was they were working toward. But if a college student can manage to keep their mind focused on their dream, graduation will be there before they know it. For In the Public Interest, I'm Grayson Kirkham.
Great story, Grayson. So I'm hearing this story and I'm kind of interested. Dalia, what is your dream job?
I think my dream job would be anything that that I can change the world with. I personally love making feature stories. I love sharing stories and videos with people. And I kind of want to be in that aspect of my career. How about you?
I want to do anything dealing with social media. I just love all the social media platforms, and whether I'm producing content for a website or for a company, I'm going to be happy. But right now I got my eyes on my prize and I'm just trying to graduate.
Well, Jackie, did you know Texas State Center of Retention Planning and Management says students who actually join an organization during their freshman year are more likely to return to that school and eventually graduate than a student who does not.
And there are so many organizations on campus, from religious to professional, academic, service, and special interest. A full list can be found on the Student Organization Council's website. So, Dalia, what orgs did you join, and how have they helped you throughout your undergraduate experience?
I think one of the most important organizations that I ever joined on campus was KTSW. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it just opened a lot of doors, you know, for us. And it's kind of taught us what aspect of media we want to go into. How about you?
I think Black Women United was one. It was kind of just like being around Black women and empowering each other. That was just a really great organization for me.
Well, reporter Kat Huerta did a story on being involved in organizations on campus.
College is a place where different students come from various places and become part of a community. However, with a college as big as Texas State, it can be incredibly difficult to find a place where students feel they belong. With the help of diverse organizations that Texas State offers, it helps students take part in something that sparks their interest, as well as establish friendships with other students. Alexandra Walker, Texas State Senior and University Ambassador President, is a strong believer in joining organizations to make friends.
When I came to Texas State, I pretty much came by myself. I didn't have a roommate for quite some time, and like, I didn't really come with any friends from high school, so I was really like by myself in this whole new environment on this really big campus. So I had heard about University Ambassadors from another organization I was in. Someone had mentioned it. When I got in and I received an invitation to join the organization, I was really apprehensive because a lot of the members were kind of outgoing and really personable, and I was still kind of like this naive freshman. But by us going to retreats together, like, we really all just got very, very close very quickly, and it was really great how we were all just kind of bonding super quickly about even personal things. It's crazy because even though we're in a professional organization together, we all hang out outside of UA events together. So I think that's how we became such a family aspect, because not only do we hang out on campus, but we hang out off campus, like going to dinners or going to supporting other people at their performances or their organizations. It's so nice to have not only people that you can work with professionally, but people that you can call if you need help, or, you know, call them like your brother or sister.
For Blake Edwards, graduate student in the Masters of Applied Philosophy and Ethics program, receiving his master's degree feels similar to his undergraduate graduation experience.
Because I took a few years off after I graduated undergrad and then decided to go back to school, so I sort of had that time to forget, like, you know, what it's like to get to this point in the semester where you're graduating and everything's sort of culminating. I'm trying not to get too heavy into the senioritis and think that I've already graduated. I was describing it to somebody the other day, like sort of like running a marathon, and you get all of those miles done and then the last mile is like completely uphill. So you're like so close, but then you have the last little bit to do. So it's definitely sinking in, especially as I'm thinking about like jobs and applying and all of that. But I imagine probably next week, once I'm done with all of my finals, it'll really set in, like, now I'm done. And you know, what's going to be the next part?
After being in an organization for a long period, it is inevitable to become attached to the people and the environment. In Walker's instance, her participation in University Ambassadors has provided her with important knowledge.
I think that University Ambassadors has helped me grow the most for so many reasons. I joined University Ambassadors when I was a freshman, and I'm currently still in it as a senior. And I think by me being in it for such a long amount of time, I was able to meet a lot of different people, gain a lot of different mentors. I'm honestly going to miss the people, because these individuals have really shaped my life. While being at Texas State, they've been such great friends to me, have supported me through so many things, whether it's good times or harder times. And I'm just gonna miss, you know, being able to like call each other late at night, like, let's go get some ice cream, let's go here, let's go get margaritas after meetings. Like, I'm just gonna miss all the time that we've spent together, because I feel like the friendships that I've made through UA are like lifelong friendships, and I feel like I may not find people as great as them.
For former graduates who did not participate in extracurricular activities, they did not receive the same amount of success as those who did, according to recent statistics. However, for Walker, this doesn't change the bittersweet feeling of leaving some of her favorite experiences behind.
For University Bachelors, we do Bobcat Days, and Bobcat Days are twice a semester on a Saturday, and that's when thousands of students and their families come. We give them tours around campus, we host sessions for them, we answer any questions they may have, so it's a pretty big event. I remember like going home, and I was like, you know, that was my last Bobcat Day. I'm not gonna have to wake up at 6 a.m. I like have to get dressed up in these Bobcat Day clothes anymore. I'm gonna miss like wearing my polo. So I think then it's not really hit me, but I feel like it really hasn't hit me 100% yet. We have our banquet. So I feel like then when I see everybody like dressed up, taking pictures, laughing, having fun, kind of reflecting back on our memories from last semester and this semester, I feel like that's what's gonna hit me the most. Cause I'm gonna see everybody and be like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to see you all again. But you know, that's what memories are for. I think that it's so important to get involved on campus, cause you make really great friends that way. With such a big university, it's hard to make friends in classes. A lot of classes aren't really small until you get into your major classes in your junior and senior year. So your freshman, sophomore year, you're really taking classes like bio and math, where there's 200 students in a class or 100 students, whatever it may be. So it's really hard to make friends in such a big classroom. When you join an organization, you're joining an organization with people that have the same common interests as you, and that's already something you can bond over right then and there. I feel like it's so important to join organizations on campus because you can make friends that way, and it's all about connections. I've realized as a senior this semester that when I'm applying to jobs, things of that nature, it's not really just about applying, it's about who you know. So for example, by joining University Ambassadors, I've met a lot of great mentors and people that have helped me, you know, get jobs in the past. So if I hadn't joined that org, I wouldn't have ever met those people. So it's about like getting friendships, meeting mentors, making connections, and also just having a lot of fun. I couldn't imagine just being a freshman, waking up, going to class, just going back to my dorm. Like, there's just so much more to the college experience, and I feel like it really makes your college experience whole if you, you know, get great grades, take amazing classes, have amazing professors, but also join an organization that you really love.
In the professional world, approximately 70% of businesses believe that having extracurricular activities and resumes makes them stand out. Being involved shows multitasking and responsibility skills that many businesses look for in individuals. This puts Edward at an advantage as he starts to think about his future endeavors.
The department has a master's lectures position that they open up, usually for our recent grads. It's open to everybody to apply, but generally it sort of comes down to some of our students just because not a lot of people apply from the outside. So I'll be applying for that position. So that's a 2-year contract for basically running my own class. So I'd be a college professor. If that doesn't work out, I'm looking at academic counseling positions because I do like working with students and helping them, you know, through their academic progress.
After being the face of Texas State and guiding tours for incoming freshmen, Walker reflects on the skills University Ambassadors has taught her and hopes they will help her in the long run.
I think my professionalism has really grown through University Ambassadors. I wasn't anybody who like didn't have any professionalism, but it wasn't really that great as a freshman. That's understandable. But I feel as though by, you know, being in a uniform for most events and being around important people on campus, I've really grown to be a professional individual. And so I feel as though I'll be taking that away. So when I go to job interviews or when I go to the workforce or things of that nature, I'll kind of already have that professionalism instilled in me that people may not have.
The community of Texas State continues to grow and gain more recognition. Walker reflects his positive experience on campus and hopes Texas State continues to thrive.
Texas State as a whole has been a really great experience. I think, you know, a lot of their programs are good. They bring in good students. And sort of with the growth of the school, I've only been here for 2 years. It's been a large school since I got here, but hearing just sort of about its history and its growth, I really do think that Texas State is, it's going to be a destination on the map for people too. And it's not going to be as sort of hidden as some of the other schools. You know, you have your sort of big schools in Texas, you know, UT, Texas Tech, A&M. I really do think probably in the next 10 years, Texas State will be one of those schools that's mentioned because we have phenomenal programs. San Marcos is beautiful. The social and academic life here, I think, is pretty exceptional. It's something you're not going to get at other institutions.
Texas State has more than 300 organizations on campus, which benefit students who are looking for organizations that interests them. However, this requires students to leave their comfort zones and take risks by attending informational meetings of organizations and allowing themselves to build friendships with strangers. Also, recent studies show students who become involved in extracurricular activities are more likely to become more responsible and have an increase in self-esteem, which can lead to better academic performance. For KTSW News, I'm Kat Huerta.
That is all for this week's In the Public Interest.
In the Public Interest airs right here on KTSW on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Also, like us on Facebook and tell us what you think about the show and tell us what your summer vacation plans are.
And make sure that you're safe. So have a great
and wonderful week.